Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I should have been talking to Kenny Smith, North Carolina Tar Heel legend, two-time NBA champion, a year ago about legalized sports wagering. So I've got my powder blue FanDuel hat on today because we're talking to Kenny Smith. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I mean, it's an issue I've been talking about for 5 years. Today's finally the first day where we can legally place a bet on our phones, and whether or not you're into it or you're not, we should have all had the right to do this for a while now, and we had to wait a long time here in North Carolina to do it. So, I haven't placed one yet today. It's still early. We haven't had anything go live yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. The first thing is, you know, I know FanDuel believes this as well, as being responsible is the
right
first thing.
Right.
I mean, but all of us can, you know, we could fly to other cities and perhaps casinos and actually, you know, place a bet or wager. But the first thing about that is being responsible. And so all you have to do, you said you haven't placed the first, all you have to do is download the app.
That's
so
right.
You download the FanDuel app, and it's also, you can get $5 wager, you'll receive another $250 in bonus bets. So you get to bet an extra $250 just by registering today, man. So go ahead and do it.
Absolutely.
Follow the app. Follow the instructions. It's pretty simple.
I've already got the app, so I'm going to do that, which if everything I bet on is $5, I'll have how many more bets to lose?
You got nothing to lose for a while.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine for like a month. Considering,
not if you win, you better be better.
Yes, but you
don't
know,
think like that.
We know how
don't
all.
Think like you're gonna lose.
Well, you know what? I'm about, like most people, I'm about 50-50. Right?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I mean, it's still not necessarily a winning hand, but 50-50. But depending on how daring you get with underdogs and whatnot. All right, if I told you right now that the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils, because I was just looking at this, on FanDuel right now, are the same odds to win the ACC tournament, they're both plus 180. Would you be surprised?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I know who I put mine on. You know, being a North Carolina Tar Heel, you're watching them win twice. But, you know, it is hard to beat a team three times, for sure.
Right.
In any sporting competition. So, I mean, those are the premier schools, obviously. I'm not surprised. No, I would not be surprised.
All right. My only feel is that I just don't think that, like, when you played, it was different, right? When you played the ACC tournament, because we weren't at, although we were pretty close to getting into the 64-team field, and maybe when you got to the ACC tournament, you guys knew you would be at worst an at-large team in the NCAAs. But the tournaments then just carried a lot more meaning than they seem to today. For a lot of schools, these are almost tune-ups at this point, and both Duke and North Carolina know that they're going to the next tournament, and that is, unfortunately, maybe for a lot of reasons, has taken on a different, maybe a more important meaning.
Well, yeah, honestly, when the years I was there, it was to be a one seed.
Right.
You know, that's an important number, because, you know, you really count six wins. You're trying to count down from six wins.
Right.
And if you're a one seed, you know, you're really counting down for five. Let's be honest. Like, you should be counting from five. So that extra, you know, playing a team, which, you know, it's happened, but the odds of it happening are so astronomical that you lose to such a low seed. If you're a one seed, it just rarely happens in the history. It, when it happens, we all go shocked. Like, you know, when Virginia happened a couple of years ago, but those things don't happen. So you're counting down from five. That is a big, big, bonus to be a number one seed.
Oh, there is no doubt. But although when we expand the tournament to, I don't know, 195 teams soon, those 16 seeds are going to be better teams.
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, sure. Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Still, I take my chances.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I take my chances at a school who, you know, who, a lot of them have gone close to 500 for the year,
right?
To get in, and they've gotten in that tournament because, you know, some of the conferences have that kind of feel. I would take my chances anytime in that situation.
Kenny Smith is joining us at the Jet on TNT. We'll talk a little bit about the NBA here in a second, and I'll work some odds in as well as we're celebrating our first day to legally wager on sports here in the state of North Carolina. But going back to your playing in this Duke Carolina game, because I've already seen so many videos of Duke fans, Duke students being brutal to RJ Davis and Cormac Ryan in the pregame, and I know it goes on in other places as well. What were your thoughts or your memories of, you know, early before the game starts and how you were treated over in Durham?
Well, I wasn't such a pregame shooter. I always figured a lot of times in college, if I didn't have it by 7 o'clock, I'm not going to have it by 7:30. So I never really went out and shot a lot, you know, pregame. But you know, the one thing about, you know, playing in Cameron is the proximity of the fans. That's really it. The way that the stadium is built, you know, it's so small. Everyone is, you know, within earshot of everything that you say, which most arenas you are not.
Right.
And so they're saying the same things, but you're not in earshot of everyone. And, you know, they have those, I think they probably have a how to cheer class at in Cameron.
Yeah, sort of.
So, where you sit and they give you the memo of what, I know at one time they used to give memos out.
Yeah.
Of what, yep, everyone would say, yep, during certain things. We used to see them on the floor after the game. So we're like, oh, they're inventive, but they're not that inventive.
No.
You know what I mean? So they do have a memo of what's going to be said and how they're going to say it. I mean, but you're a college, like RJ Davis and Ryan, those guys have been in ACC wars. They're not going to be, I would say, flustered by that.
No, and they certainly weren't. If Cormac Ryan was flustered by it, 31 points later, I think we all would have said, man, if he was flustered, he might have scored 50. He was.
It does make your antennas go up. So you do lock in much more when you have that type of proximity. It almost feels like a high school game because of the proximity of the court.
Kenny Smith is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Have you been back at Cameron for a Duke Carolina game since you left?
Never.
Really?
I would never go there. I've been at Chapel Hill, but there's no reason for me to sit and be part of the show when I just want to see the show. Like, and I know if I went, or any former player, we become part of the show. For me, that's not something I'd want to be.
That's because your son was a Tar Heel for a while, so I thought maybe you'd kind of sneak over there and just put on a cap and just stand behind the bench and watch your
On a cap. You know, I watch it. I'd rather watch the highlights. I'd rather watch the replays. I'd rather hear the announcers tell me who has how many fouls instead of being berated or barraged with things going on. And most of the time, honestly, I've been doing the games,
yeah,
the college basketball Final Four, so we're preparing for ourselves for the March Madness, which is the following week.
When does your preparation, and I know you watch college basketball because you're a basketball head like all those guys are, but when does your real preparation for the tournament begin?
Well, it starts, you know, when I first took it on, I did have an advantage because I used to coach a lot of AAU basketball
right.
at the high level, at the highest level. I have a program called Jet Academy that's in the EYBL, which is the Nike League, the highest of the high. And so, you know, I knew a lot of the kids, you know, by either seeing them playing against them or playing with me. Just hadn't seen them yet in college. So I had an advantage individually. But now it's all year. But there's always going to be, with 64 teams, I mean, you know, more than 64 now, with their play, with the early games, that there's going to be schools that you could not have seen.
Right.
I mean, I was watching Drake, Indiana State last night. I mean, how many times is Drake on television, like that I could find?
Right.
Know what day it is. So there's going to be games and teams you're not going to be aware of. You're learning as the process goes. You know the top 20, 25 schools pretty well. But after that, if anyone tells you they know the rest, they're all lying.
Right.
I'm just, when I fill out my bracket, I'm going to take Indiana State because if they fortunate enough to get in after losing, I'm going to take them because I got powder blue uniforms.
right. And who knows? Maybe Larry Bird will show up the Sycamores will advance. Kenny Smith is joining us here. All right. Right now is looking at the odds in the West to get to the NBA Finals, or to maybe it might be to win the title. And the Clippers are +500 and the Nuggets are +400. Man, if I think those are two of the, I mean, those are two of the best teams. Celtics still have to prove it to me. The Nuggets have already done it. Who do you like in the West?
Well, the Western Conference, you know, they are the cream of the crop. But, the thing that we, you know, everyone worries about the Clippers. Even last night, if you watch the game, you have three guys. The top three guys are sitting out, and with Russell Westbrook being injured for a multitude of games. So, health has always been the reason why the Clippers have not been close, a little more close
right.
to smelling an NBA championship. So, if Kawhi Leonard, Paul George are healthy, along with Westbrook, then that +500 makes sense. But if they're not, which they haven't been, that has been the difference.
Kenny Smith is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. What are the odds? If I had to set a FanDuel.com or the mobile app odds on Shaq or Chuck beating you to the board, plus what? +25,000?
I would say...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
+30,000.
I mean, you have to.
They only win when they cheat, because I have to watch on multiple sides, and what I have to just start doing is not watching, and just go. But they have an advantage because I'm talking, so they start moving and turning their chair. And most people think our studio, that run is like 100 yards. That run is 4 steps. It's the first to 4 steps. And so whoever gets the first step always wins. There's no way that you could lose if you have the first step. So it's impossible to win sometimes if they don't leave the same time I do.
Even Chuck? I would think you could recover if Chuck gets the first step. My money would be on you.
I can recover on the first step if I've already turned.
Okay.
But if I haven't turned, I still can't recover. I'm telling you now, it's only four steps to that board, to those stairs.
Kenny Smith, before I let you go, is there any other words of wisdom you have for the masses on our first day of allowable sports wagering here in North Carolina?
Without question, as I said before, with FanDuel and myself, take gaming responsibility seriously. It's the number one sports book app.
It is.
It's going to be easy to operate, so simple. You're going to go on, get $5, and you're going to get $250 extra in bonus bets, and then good luck the rest of the way.
Absolutely. And stick with Powder Blue, right?
And stick with Powder Blue, and you won't go too bad.
Kenny, I appreciate your time, man.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Kenny Smith here on the Adam Gold Show. Yeah, it's with the perfect Powder Blue FanDuel hat today. Look, I've seen the breakdowns, and I do commercials for FanDuel. I see the breakdowns over, you know, which apps people use the most. FanDuel is near 50% of the market. But just whatever you do, just be careful, right?
Yeah, have fun. Right? Be careful. Be responsible.
Right.
Just with anything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'll say the same thing about driving.
Sure.
Right?
With traffic. Oh, my God. I live so much life on the roads.
My son was supposed to start driver's ed this week. Mm. Not enough kids in the class, so they put it off. My son is cool with it. It's like, Dad, he's cool with it. No, because he can't. He knows that we won't let him, like, we'll lock his phone in the car, in the glove compartment.
Right.
Right? He knows that. He likes to sit and either like text or play Monopoly Millionaire or whatever it is he's playing on his phone.
He doesn't want his chauffeurs to go, like,
exactly.
He would be the chauffeur.
Like, no, I want Dad to drive me.
Yeah. All right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.